Before we get into our bedtime Iggy story for tonight, I just want to start with a little bit of a wind down. First, find a comfortable spot to sit or lie down, whether it's on your couch or your bed. And just start to sink into your position. Maybe allowing your eyelids to gently close. Just start to notice your breath the way that it is right now in this moment. As you inhale, start to feel your body expand with your breath. And as you exhale, notice that gentle fall of your body. Inhale, expand. Exhale, melting into your spot. Inhale. Exhale, release. Notice if you're holding on to any tension in the body. Start to scan through the body from the tips of your toes. And just notice if you're clenching your toes, could you release? If you feel any tension in the bottom of your feet, or maybe the tops of your feet, let that go. Maybe there's tension in your ankles. Release. Working your way up through your legs, your calf muscles. Let them go. That area behind your knee. Let it melt. Notice the big muscles of your legs, your thighs, your hamstrings. Finding release there. The hips are heavy. Your belly is soft as you inhale and exhale. Notice your chest also rising and falling with your breath. Your rib cage expands and slowly falls. Notice if there's any tension in your shoulders. If your shoulders are up by your ears, could you let them drop down, guiding down the back? Arms are released, relaxed. Elbows gently bent. Wrists relaxed. Fingertips released. If there's any tension in your neck leading all the way up to the back of your head, allow that to feel heavy if you're lying down. Any muscles of your face, if you're clenching your jaw, see if you can release that tension. If there's any tension in between your eyebrows, if you're furrowing your brow, could you let that go? Allow the muscles of the face to be soft. Now that we've scanned all the way from the tips of the toes to the top of the head, imagine every part of the body from the top of your head all the way to your toes just feels a little lighter. As you inhale, filling up with your breath, imagine that you are a balloon expanding. And as you exhale, that balloon slowly deflates. Just a few more breaths here. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Now that we've finished our body scan and some deep breath work, we're going to head into our bedtime Iggy story for this evening. For tonight's story, we're going to have a little change of pace because the story takes place in England. Adelaide, Duchess of Iggyton. Lady Adelaide was the eldest sister of her family, which meant she had to marry well. In true Regency-era fashion, she made an arrangement with a cousin, the Duke of Iggyton. It was not a love match, but a match based on companionship and respect. They had a secret park near the Duke's castle, where no one could see, and week after week, they met at the same spot. They discussed nature, the meaning of Italian greyhound life, and whether or not they wanted to grow their pine cone collection. For you see, Lady Adelaide was very fond of pine cones. But unbeknownst to her, the Duke had made a vow long ago to never have any pine cones of his own. Lady Adelaide wanted them so desperately to fill her home. Every day she looked out her window, pining for a pine cone, but without the blessing of her sweet Duke, it could never be. It was not a love match, and the Duke had been known to play with other Italian greyhound beauties in his time. He was hoping that befriending Lady Adelaide would help to hush the scandalous rumours that he was seeing a new Italian greyhound lady every week at canine daycare. Lady Adelaide made the arrangement so that she would appear more desirable to suitable suitors in the future. If only the Duke would allow her to have a pine cone collection of their own, then she would have no need to keep searching. After weeks and weeks of this friendly arrangement, rumours began to fly. The Duke of Iggyton and Lady Adelaide are to be wed. All that waits is a proposal. The Duke knew that this would not come, but still they carried on with the arrangement. One day, when they were set to meet, a horrible rainstorm also came to greet them. It rained from the heavens, large, heavy drops of rain, and the winds swept through the trees. Lady Adelaide was nervous to go see the Duke, but she knew that seeing him still made her smile and feel warm as being covered by a soft blanket. The rainstorm raged on, but Lady Adelaide arrived at the scene. The Duke was standing in the pouring rain waiting for her, also with a gentle smile on his face. He was wearing a slick black robe that seemed to shed the rain as it fell. He wore a fine hat that you could spot from miles away. He brought the fair Lady Adelaide to shelter under a large willow tree, which was the only spot left in the park that was dry. Lady Adelaide did not like the rain, but the cold was even worse. She was wearing her finest dress with lace and pearls. However, it did not do much good to warm her. Lady Adelaide started to shiver The cold weather was just too much for her to bear. But somehow she stayed. Despite all her best judgment, she wanted to be here in this storm more than any other place in the world. The Duke was a sensitive man and revealed to her that he had a dry blanket with him, tucked away in a basket under the tree. Swiftly, he grabbed the blanket and draped it over her. It was at this moment they both realized their true love for each other. There was nothing the Duke wanted more than to make Lady Adelaide smile, whether that was a warm blanket on a tumultuous day, or a pine cone to call her own. They found even more warmth by snuggling under the blanket together until the wind and rain passed. It was a moment of peace, tranquility, and true love. Blissfully happy, Lady Adelaide stared into the Duke's beautiful brown eyes. She asked the Duke if they might make an arrangement to their friendly arrangement. "Might we be wed, my Duke, and love each other for all eternity?" He replied, "Yes, my dear, but only if you promise to never leave my side from this moment onward." Trying to contain her joy, she leapt from her cozy spot. "I think that can be arranged." The Duke smiled. "I have just one more condition for our arrangement. That we have the finest pinecone collection that Iggyton has ever seen." And so it was done. Lady Adelaide became the Duchess of Iggyton, and the happiest Italian greyhound Iggyton had ever seen. Their wedding was the event of the year, with pine cones strewn down the aisles, bouquets of pine cones, and even pieces of pine cone formed into their wedding rings. Lady Adelaide's dress was a beautiful white, the colour of eggshells. It flowed to the ground and had a train 10 times the length of her torso. The young ladies and gentlemen of Iggyton were in awe of her beauty. The moment she arrived at the ceremony, everyone's eyes were on her. Beautiful music filled the ears, and Lady Adelaide sang her most beautiful song to her Duke. All of Iggyton was in tears as they professed their true love for each other and took their vows. Iggyton knew she would be the Duchess of the century. She was stylish and graceful, kind-hearted and courageous, a perfect model for all aspiring young Iggy females. The Duke was also the happiest young gentleman, bidding farewell to bachelorhood. Their castle was ornate, with golden-dipped pine cones in every room. There were pine cone wreaths, pine cone statues, and even furniture made from pine cones. The hall smelled of pine and lavender. Anyone who was so blessed to walk the halls of their castle always left with a spring in their step. It was a joyous home full of love. Duchess Adelaide pranced through every room and saw each pine cone as a symbol of the Duke's love. While they were both so happy to have this beautiful pine cone collection of their own, the highest prize of all was their undying love for each other.